This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Schools in Denver that serve a rapidly growing number of migrant students could get a funding boost. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
The Denver Foundation plans to raise money it will give directly to impacted schools. It will also allow schools to apply for funding. Teachers in some Denver schools are reporting overwhelming challenges, such as more than 30 children in a kindergarten class, each child with distinct needs. The city has seen more than 36,000 migrants from the southern border in the past year. The foundation plans to formally launch the fundraising initiative later this month. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A lot of people start the new year with dry January, backing off from alcoholic beverages. Joseph Schacht is a CU Anschutz clinical psychologist who specializes in alcohol disorder.
When people who drink heavily stop or even just cut down, reduce the amount that they drink a little bit, we see improvements in blood pressure, in liver function, so liver enzymes, as well as in things like your relationships with other people.
The Denver Post reported rising alcohol deaths in Colorado in recent years. The figure climbed more than 60% between 2018 and 2021, before dropping a bit in 2022. It's getting cheaper to buy a less expensive electric vehicle in Colorado. The state currently offers a $5,000 tax credit for all plug-in cars. Now buyers can also be eligible for another $2,500 if the car has a sales price of less than $35,000. The policy is meant to help lower-income residents afford EVs, not just higher-income families looking for luxury cars. This is CPR News.